Romans 1 and 1, Galatians 1 and 10. I am a bondslave. To belong, body, soul, and spirit, and to serve. One is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. You remember the old master that you served? You remember that poem you used to recite when you were a high school boy or girl, imagining in so doing you were rather smart? I have the light that covers me. Black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud under the bludgeonings of chance. My head is bloody but unbowed. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captive of my soul. Remember that? Are you the master of your fate, the captain of your soul? You are both a fool and a knave for a captain and a master. Get rid of him as quickly as you possibly can. Dump him as soon as you possibly can. I like Dorothea Day's lovely parody. Out of the light that dazzles me, bright as the sun from pole to pole, I thank the God I know to be for Christ, the conqueror of my soul. Since his the sway of circumstance, I would not wink nor cry aloud under that rule that men call chance. My head with joy is humbly bowed. It matters not how straight the gate, he cleared from punishment the scroll. Christ is the master of my fate. Christ is the captain of my soul. Or George Matheson's lovely poem. Every Christian should memorize it. Make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. Force me to render up my soul, and I shall conquer thee. I sink in life's alarms when by myself I stand. Imprison me within thine arms, then strong shall be my hand. My will is not mine own, till thou hast made it thine. If it would reach a monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. It only stands on bent amid the clashing strife, when on thy bosom it has laid, and found in thee its life. The service? No more delightful occupation on earth than to be a bond slave of the Lord Jesus, for no man is really free until he wears upon his wrists and ankles the chains of the constraining love of Christ. The reward? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. A bond slave. Six, I'm a teacher. 1 Timothy 2 and 7. I'm a teacher, says the apostle. I'm a teacher to instruct. A teacher to build up, to exhort, to warn, to rebuke, to discipline, to train, and eventually to present my pupil mature in Christ Jesus. And we find the Apostle Paul busily engaged at this, the last we read of him in the Acts of the Apostles, almost the last verse. And Paul is in an hired house in the city of Rome, busily engaged in teaching and preaching concerning the kingdom of God. Now there's a difference between preaching and teaching. And the difference is this. Preaching is proclaiming the word. Teaching is explaining the word. That's the difference between teaching and preaching. The preacher proclaims the gospel. The teacher explains the gospel and the word of God. Now lastly, I'm a father. I'm a father. 1 Corinthians 4:15. He wrote to the proud Corinthians, oh yes, you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, but you've only got one father. And I'm your father. I beget you in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Two men listened to a preacher at a certain conference. As they left after the preacher had got through, one said to the other concerning that preacher, he's nothing but a pope. Nothing but a pope. The other said, didn't that preacher lead you to Christ? Yes, that's true, but he's nothing but a pope. Why, of course he's a pope. To you, he ought to be a pope. What do you mean? Well, what is the meaning of the word pope? See, papa. It means father. Are you a pope? Are you a popess? If such an expression can be used. I hope you're all popes and all popesses. I hope you all have spiritual children. My, how nice it is to sit in an assembly of God's people and look upon one and another and say, my, I remember when God used me to lead that one to Christ. I'll never forget the night when that person was born into the family of God. Oh, the joy. There's no joy comparable to the joy of becoming a spiritual father and having spiritual children who do you credit and walk in the ways that are pleasing to him. I have no greater joy, said the Apostle John, than to know that my children are walking in the truth. I'm a father. I'm a father to beget, to care, to nourish, to love, and to provide. I'm a father. So here then are these seven words that connote Paul's responsibility. Apostle, debtor, trustee, witness, bondslave, teacher, father. Now briefly a word on the resolution. First, his resolution as to the Savior himself. Philippians 3 and 10 will answer that. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection from amongst the dead ones. His resolution as to the Savior. To know him with increasing intimacy. To experience his power with ever increasing measure. And to share the partnership of his sufferings with ever, in ever increasing degree. This is what it means to take the cross. To share the rejection that the world gave to our Lord and Master. Second, his resolution as to himself. You'll find that in Philippians chapter 1, verses 30 and 21. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That was his resolution as to himself. Third, his resolution as to his service. We read that in 1 Corinthians 9. I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. It's motivating force, love for Christ. It's spirit scope, all things to all men. It's one aim, that I may gain some, win some for the Lord Jesus. Is it any wonder that Paul became the man he did? 3 cubits high, he touched the sky, and you and I, by God's grace, may become great in the true, real sense of that term. Not realizing our greatness, of course, 10,000 times no. Our greatness consists in being servants in a cause that is greater than ourselves. Paul lost himself in Christ, and in so doing, gained what? Ah, but a crown will be his in that day. May it be yours and mine at the end of our lives to be able to say immeasurably what Paul could say. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I've entered into vital relationship with the Son of God. I've assumed the responsibilities that have incumbent upon me as a child of God. And I've resolved. And I'm seeking to carry out those resolutions in the power of the Spirit of God that shall cause Christ to be glorified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. May he grant it for his name's sake.
Our closing hymn number 186. Number 186.